You mustn't do this, Lords, please. This is a terrible thing. This is a desecration. They probably couldn't understand a word he said. Almost casually, one of them gave him a kick in the chest that took the breath straight out of him. Then they turned back to their task. In sudden horror, Mirani realized what they were doing. Ropes and tackle were being dragged from mules. Efficiently, the fair-haired men swung weighted loops. The ropes soared up and round the shoulders of the Rain Queen, her neck, her outstretched arm. No, Mirani breathed. The statue was vast, higher than the houses. It had been carved from a single piece of sea-green stone, a veined agate. Ancient beyond memory, the calm face of the Rain Queen had looked out over the port for centuries, over the white houses to the endless azure semicircle of the sea. In the thousand pleated creases of her dress, crystals glinted, embedded by the sculptor, and the blue lapis lazuli of the collar she wore glimmered with linked scorpions of gold and scarabs of coral and amber. She held out one hand, and in her fingers